Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you to be with us today. Protect us, Lord, from all the works of the enemy. And thank you so much, Father, for your blessings in bringing about, a new republic. Thank you, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to continue with Preserved from the Beast, number 9. All right. And this first revelation we're going to share is from Isaac Payne on 7/25, this 2021. And we called it Vaccines Become Mandatory? ? All right. In this dream, I was in Washington, D.C., Isaac says, standing in Congress and watching Nancy Pelosi working on a bill of some sort. It dawned on me this was a mandatory vaccination bill that she was writing the details for. Well, there is currently a huge push to mandate vaccines for all, and this is an effort to cover up the damages and the loss of life that the Delta variant caused by the vaccines and spread by the vaccinated is causing. In the meantime, the mainstream media is lying to the public that it is the unvaccinated that are spreading the virus further, and they plan to make camps for them. Obviously, in this particular state, the governor, who has taken Chinese money, has dictated a camp. Okay. Isaac says, I tried to walk up to her, that is Nancy Pelosi, and explain to her that the vaccine was dangerous and that it certainly did not need to become mandatory. However, she left as I was approaching. Well, of course, she will never hear that because she is deep state to the core. And they will not listen to reason or true science because it does not fit their narrative or their agenda to depopulate the human race and to have absolute power and control over the survivors. Shortly after, Isaac says, I walked into another room in Congress, and this was a conference room and had an oval table with many seats. And it seemed the room was for lobbying and debating. Sitting at the table across from me was a slightly overweight black man, and I looked at this black man and I discerned that he was a nice fellow, but ignorant of the fact that he was being used and deployed for political purposes. Well, this black man probably represents those who walk in the flesh and in darkness and are blinded to the truth because they have been taken over by faction and anarchy, and they are ignorant pawns used for the furtherance of the deep state agenda. Isaac went on to say, to the best of my memory, I said to him, Black Lives Matter is a politically motivated weapon used to bring down democracy and has become a Marxist group targeting the burning down of the country. Well, we know that the deep state communists are using racism to divide and conquer, and throughout the history of the Democratic Party, they have been prejudiced against the blacks, but they use them politically, like they're doing now, but that will all come to disrepute. Isaac went on to say there were many people around this table, but I cannot recall who they were, and at the head of the table was Nancy Pelosi. I stood up, and all of the attention was on me. I looked at Nancy Pelosi and said, The vaccine is dangerous and shouldn't become mandatory. It will kill many people. Well, we know God allows warnings to go forth from his righteous elect to the people so that they will have no excuse for their evil and their sins. And I then turned around and walked out of the room back in the lobby of Congress. Shortly after, Pelosi walked out of the conference room with a scroll-like piece of paper. She stood on the top step of the stairs of the lobby and held the scroll-like bill up in the air, celebrating the passing of the mandatory vaccines. And then I woke up. Well, the right may be permitting this legislation to proceed this far for the moment in order to show how wicked these leftists are. I do know that God said we could not pray down the vaccines themselves because Babylon is taking down apostate Christianity who have no faith in him. I shouldn't say the vaccines. I should say COVID. That God said we couldn't pray down this COVID because Babylon is taking down apostate Christianity with it. Okay? So I believe that this mandate legislation scenario that's being shown here is a warning, and that it can be prayed down. This mandate legislation can be prayed down. And soon many will understand their mistake to trust in communist depopulationists, which are the beast themselves, to make a vaccine instead of trusting in God and his promises. And this may be part of God's plan to force his elect in the apostate churches to have faith and serve him. Babylon took down the apostate people of God with pestilence historically, and the things that have been are the things that shall be. God's word is plain that he is the healer and protector of his people. Please read our book. It's free. It's on the front page of our site, God's Vaccine. Okay? And you'll see all the reasons that we're supposed to be believing in God for this. He never has any side effects. So Isaac said, I haven't read, watched, or kept up with news since February of this year. I feel that Father will show me what I should be aware of. I have been politically removed from the world, and Father has shown me not to strive or fight for the kingdom of the world, but to focus on his kingdom. Well, that's good. Matthew 6:33-34 says, but seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, don't get caught up in all of the political stuff. God's taking care of that. You just take care of praying what you need to pray, right? Be not therefore anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. He goes on to say, Father has shown me that this includes warnings to people who don't want to hear and wisdom of the judgment to come. Well, you know, when you see people don't want to hear, just back off and then pray, you know. So this second revelation we called Assassins of the People. And Missy Pollock got this 10/23/19. I dreamed about something having to do with blankets. My thought in the dream was they're going to do something like they did to the American Indians. And then I woke up. Well, the blankets represent the COVID-19 mRNA injections disguised as helpful vaccines, when in reality experts like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits, and others have said all those vaccinated have 2 to 3 years left to live and up to 10 years on the outside. Best case scenario. Yeah, that's interesting. In other words, this is a geometric progression, and this is going to show to be worse and worse very fast. And that is after just having received the initial two vaccines. Now, with all the boosters and variant vaccine injections on top of that, people will be dying off much sooner. Traditional vaccines help the immune system to build antibodies to combat viruses, but this mRNA injection rewrites the DNA of every cell of your body within 20 minutes of receiving the injection, according to Dr. Judy Mikovits. It is also filled with graphene nanoparticles that also multiply once inside the body, and a hydrogel called luciferase that glows with special lighting to identify those who are vaccinated. And by the way, it can be used in a computer system. It is magnetic even. And the vaccines actually produce the more deadly variants in the victims. I'll give you a link here to prove that. I'd like to emphasize that God heals those who have taken the vaccines too. I mean, people do repent, and God does relent of the curse. Jesus bore the curse. He delivered you out of the power of darkness. That includes all the deep state and all the demons behind them. All they need to do is confess their sins and ask Him to heal them, and then believe it on the grounds of His Word. And you read our book, you'll find a lot about His Word and what He says He will do and what He has proven in history He has done. So, going on, I asked the Lord for a verse by faith at random for this dream and received Matthew 13:34 and 35. All these things spake Jesus in parables unto the multitudes, and without a parable spake He nothing unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. We know that the Lord is speaking today in parables leading up to His ministry, His anointed ministry, right? So, in other words, the Lord's not going to reveal the truth to those who refuse to lose their life that they may gain their life, which He demands. And it was that way when Jesus came the first time. It will be that way when Jesus comes in the man-child this time. They have ignored His word long enough. Verse 10 and 11 of this text. And the disciples came and said unto Him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And He answered and said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. And I want to tell you that there is a Christian, well, a loosely termed, people out there who are in this exact same position. Yeah. He goes on to say, What came to me is the deep state is going to do something that is going to appear to be helping people, but instead it will be to kill people. The dream is just a parable. They aren't going to repeat what was done before by using blankets infected with smallpox to kill people. Well, Missy had this dream back in October of 2019, right before they unleashed the COVID-19 virus plandemic on the world. And we now understand that the blankets in this dream represent the COVID-19 vaccinations that are actually killing people and spreading even deadlier spike proteins that are now calling the Delta and Lambda variants. Their plan is that the slew of variants that will result from the vaccinated masses will not end, and everyone will have to keep getting more and more vaccines until the population has been sufficiently culled by the deep state Satanists. And I'm going to give you a link here to an excellent interview by Judy Mekovits, interviewed by Mike Adams. Okay, this one also is Isaac Payne's on 8/4/21, and we called it COVID Delta Variant. In this dream, I was outside walking down a road, and there were many people on the sides of this road. And as we will see, many people are being sidelined on this road of life by the infirmities and side effects caused by the COVID-19 jabs, right? He goes on to say, this road was congested with people. The fields next to the road had inhabited tents set up in them. It seemed like a community of people. Everyone was scared and trying to keep distance from each other, but the people could not maintain proper social distance because of the dense population of this community. So, by the way, if they do put people into a camp and they are not social distancing in the camp, they're doing that for the purpose of killing people, right? I realize in this dream, many were sick with the COVID Delta variant, and almost all were infected. This community didn't seem to have much provision, and certainly not any protection from this plague. And, my thought is this is because the vaccinated people are the ones producing variant strains and shedding them to everyone else. They have been shown to be the new super spreaders by the true science. Conversely, it was reported recently on Alex Jones that in Australia they are erected COVID camps where they are planning to relocate all the unvaccinated people to keep them quarantined away from the rest of the vaccinated population, and most likely to re-educate people about getting the jabs. Now it has been recently reported that the CDC is planning the same thing here in America. You know, and our local government, our governor, has decreed one of these camps be built. And he took Chinese money. I continued walking down this road, and out of the field walked my older cousin, Heath, and his younger son, who came to meet and converse with me. Heath is from English origin and means land of heather and grass. Well, Matthew 6:30 says, but if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? And then he says, I believe Heath represents the people that are here today and gone tomorrow. Well, that really fits, doesn't it? And his younger son represents the fruit of their works. 1 Peter 2:4. Says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth. Right. So, the fleshly, the Christians who walk in the flesh, are being taken down by this. And he goes on to say, his younger son, that is, Heath's younger son, seemed to be flushed and in a sweat. They were aware of the COVID Delta variant and how it was plaguing this community. I realized at this point that everyone had the COVID Delta variant virus, including Heath and his younger son. Well, many of God's elect will be delivered from idolatry with the medical profession and be granted repentance through this tribulation plague, and many others that will soon follow. They will recognize that their fruit, represented by his son, will end in death for many. Yes, and the D-class is going forth, and people are beginning to realize all the lies that the government has been spreading. Oh, what a mess. Thank you, Father, for opening the eyes of many through all of this. We just trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Heath and his son were not social distancing while conversing with me, and I felt fear rise in me, being that they were so close to me. Quickly, I quit thinking upon the circumstances and blocked those thoughts out of my mind and continued to converse with them willingly. Well, you know, friends, there will be temptations to become fearful when you see so many around you who are sick and dying, but we have to stand on the promises of our Psalm 91 protection and cast down all fears and vain imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And if you do that, you will be safe. The devil takes advantage of thoughts. He takes advantage of people, circumstances, to throw things into your mind to try to put you in his camp. But if you won't remove yourself from God's camp by holding fast the confession of your hope that it waver not, he is faithful, it promised, right? So continuing down this road, I came upon a field hospital. This hospital resembled a military-type tent hospital. Well, these hospitals are erected when the hospitals themselves are overflowing their capacity, and healthcare professionals are going to be failing and falling ill because they took the vaccine. Yeah. And so there'll be less and less of them to take care of people. And you can bet the military would come out and take care of people just like they have in other instances. And he went on to say, at this point, I walked into the field hospital accompanied by my wife, Mariana. And I believe that they could be representing the man-child and his bride, ministering healing to all the sick once the anointing and the revival takes place. Yes, there are going to be multitudes of people healed through the man-child ministry in the coming days, just as it was in Jesus' day. And this is going to get the attention of a lot of people, and a lot of people, I believe, are going to repent. I looked around and saw many people on stretchers and nurses and doctors frantically running around trying to help patients. They're running thin, you see, because they've fallen sick too, right? That had the COVID Delta variant. All the patients were laying in a bed next to one another and hooked up to ventilators. It seemed many of them were getting worse by the minute, as they have proven ventilators do, you know. And some were standing or starting to die. Well, my thought is Babylon took down the apostates by pestilence. And now they're doing it again. Ezekiel 7 and 14 says this. They have blown the trumpet and have made all ready, but none goeth to the battle. For my wrath is upon the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that's in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But those of them that escape shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them moaning, every one in his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be as an unclean thing. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it hath been the stumbling block of their iniquity. So Isaac goes on to say, as I looked down the hospital beds on the right side, I saw my aunt, Elaine. She was on a ventilator and fighting for her life. She was skinny and looked pale. I walked over to her to see if she was conscious. She noticed me and began to try and talk with me. I told her I was going to pray for her. I began to pray and command this virus off of her and to be healed in the name of Jesus. She accepted the prayer, and I could tell that she agreed with me. She laid back down to rest, and it seemed that she wasn't going to die from this virus. My Aunt Elaine, he says, is one of the few liberals in my family. The name Elaine means bright or shining light. I believe she represents those who come out of the liberal ideology and through God's chastisements, using this curse, will cause them to repent and turn from trusting in man. Cursed is the man that trusts in man, right? And maketh the flesh his arm. Well, the point is that if God can do this with the liberals, what could he do for the Christians? Well, looking back on the dream, Isaac said, I feel that all the sick people, especially those on ventilators, are the ones who took the vaccine, and their immune systems had failed. Well, that's what the vaccine is designed to do, destroy your immune system, which, of course, protects you from all outside foreign diseases, right? A vaccine is only made to protect you, if it was a vaccine, which it's not, to protect you from an individual thing. But if it destroys your immune system, you're not protecting from anything out there, which your own personal immune system is made to protect you from. So, those who say they believe the Bible are more responsible for ignoring it. Jeremiah 17:5 says, Thus saith the Lord, Cursed is the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. Well, they say, we're not departing from the Lord. Well, you believed your preachers that said this, all this passed away with the apostles, so now we can't believe we can be healed. These liars. You're guaranteed healing in the Bible. Go back and read it. In hindsight, I believe this is about the jab for COVID-19 that is being promoted as a good thing, which we know is the exact opposite. And he gives a link here. To a page which is called I Have Given You Authority. Absolutely, you have authority. And preachers have stolen this from God's people, and they are guilty for what they have done. Well, here's a word from Debbie Horton. She got on 7/19/21 We called it God's elect are taking his vaccine. Yes. When I turned on the computer to type this dream up, the random landscape photograph that came up was of snow-topped mountains, and there was a path with bright green grass on either side. The time on the screen read 4:41 a.m. Do you see that during the day? I see it all the time. 1:44, 4:41, and variations thereof. So, anyway, this is representing, of course, the first fruits of God's elect, the 144,000 of Revelation 14. So here's the dream, which is two distinct parts. All right. In the first part, I was in some kind of very brightly lit place, but I don't know where. But it wasn't me. I was in my son's body, experiencing everything from his perspective, representing heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? My son is bearded, muscular, 6'3", and very athletic. Could be representing Christ in us, our fruit, right? I, as he, had to get an inoculation. There was no way out of it. The doctor, I believe representing the father, came in the room and said something to him like, "I may look big and strong, but I hate shots, so please be quick." Yeah. The inoculation we receive are all the promises in the Word of God that make us immune to the curses and able to walk above the curse of this world. The Word of God is designed to save us, spirit, soul, body, and circumstances. The doctor was very professional and very competent. I don't remember seeing his face. Well, our Heavenly Father is our spiritual doctor. He knows everything we need to survive the curse and to be healthy spiritually. And we're not able to look upon his face in our fallen state. And he said something and stuck the needle in my left arm. That's where the problem is, on the left, right? And the left represents our fleshly nature that Father must inoculate us against. The shot went on and on for longer than I could hold my breath. And finally I said something along the lines of, "Can't you hurry up? Aren't you done yet?" And he answered something like, "Almost." And then I somehow realized the shot was for a very, very long list of things. There you go. There you go. We are immunized to the curse. It's a huge list in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it's not even a complete list, but it's a huge list of the curse, which the Bible says Jesus bore for you. Immunity. Do you believe that he took away your curse? Do you believe he took away your sins? That's the most important. And then secondly, the curse on that sin is also taken away, contrary to popular religious opinions. So that's a long list, and that's what this inoculation is for. In the second part of this dream, I don't know if I was myself or if I was still in my son's body, but the scene changed to my apartment on an upper floor of a brand new high-rise apartment building. And I knew it had every amenity you could think of. I was in the shower, and it was the most amazing, peaceful, wonderful, and comforting shower I've ever experienced. Every muscle was so relaxed. Well, I believe the shower represents the Word of God. The bride is going to the top of the building, the head of the building. The only one above them is the man-child. And all her needs will be supplied during the tribulation period because she has cleansed herself from unrighteousness. Amen. I couldn't see much because of how steamed up everything was. I turned to look at the shower head, and it had some kind of circular thermometer that went in a ring around it and displayed the temperature, which was exactly 91 degrees. She said, I immediately thought Psalm 91, and that woke me up. And she said, or I say, now that's immunity. Read Psalm 91 and then confess it before God and before man and before the devil. Confess it. It's yours. Some people say, oh, that's for the millennium. No, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to have that disease in the millennium. So this is for now. We need this now. We have a book that is a cure for the vaccination plague, right? God's vaccine. I'll put a link to it here. It's free. You can read it. Okay. Also put some videos here you can watch for that. Another one, No Plague Be Upon You. Okay. Arkansas governor backpedals on mask mandates. And this source was CBS News, 8/4/21. Recently, the Arkansas governor, Asa Hutchinson, who signed a bill last April against mask mandates, is backpedaling and voicing regrets for signing the legislation into law. Because suddenly now there has been a huge spike in so-called COVID-19 cases, which could have only been sprayed from the sky using the chemtrail program. Okay. And it was recently discovered that the deer population are reported to all be infected with this. So it's being sprayed from the sky. And this is blackmail. The same thing happened in South Dakota when they were pointing out that they were not having lockdowns and were having the lowest rate of COVID-19 infections. Well, immediately they had a spike, and that can only happen with, like, sprayed from above, right? So you see, they have to prove that they're right and you're wrong. Because they want to kill people. This news report states, cases in Arkansas have soared in recent weeks with the rise of the Delta variant and a high proportion of the population still unvaccinated. Fewer than half of Arkansas residents have received one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And we'll put the link there. Michael Hare received this interesting text by Faith at Random in our morning meeting on 8/9/21. Isaiah 34, 1 through 6. Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye peoples. Let the earth hear, and the fullness thereof, the world, and all things that come forth from it. For the Lord has indignation against all the nations. Well, you know, if a man can receive nothing except it come from heaven, look what's happening out there. And wrath against all their host. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Yes, that's what's happened. Their slain also shall be cast out. The stench of their dead bodies shall come up, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fade away, as a leaf fadeth from off the vine, as a fading leaf from the fig tree. Hey, some of that sounds like the coming of Planet X, doesn't it? But we also know that the hosts of heaven, the stars, are represented in the scriptures, you know, as the seed of Abraham. The moon is represented as the bride who reflects the light of the sun. And the sun glory represents those who have come into the image of Christ. So this is all in scripture. Okay, these people who are supposedly having these positions are falling from grace, you see. So, very interesting. For my sword hath drunk its fill in heaven, and behold, it shall come down upon Edom. Well, Edom, you know, was the people that were traitors to their own brethren and constantly fought against their own brethren. They represent the faction today, both in the government and in the church. And upon the people of my curse to judgment. You see, God is going to use all of this to judge them, the apostates and the factious. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord hath a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Wonder if what happens when the military, who the militaries of the world are out there collecting these people right now, if they put them in their own camps. Wonder if they would end up killing each other off. Yeah. The slaughter of the nations and of the factious Edom is implied here. Okay. During Israel's Passover, there was a great slaughter of the firstborn. The firstborn, of course, of man is the old man, the flesh, right? And, of course, the Israelite represents the new man, right? So there was a slaughter of the firstborn. If you walk after the flesh, you must die, the Bible says. He's talking to you, Christian. I mean, you are how you live. That's how it is, okay? So there was a great slaughter of the firstborn of Egypt. There was not a house where there was not one dead. Many Christians, loosely using the term, are proving themselves to be Egyptians, trusting in the power of the beast, which is leading them to slaughter by the plague. They are born from beneath and not from above. When you're born from above, the word of God comes into your heart and changes your mind. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Go and find out what God says about healing and what he's already done to give it to you. The disciples had a Passover by eating the Lamb of God, the Word. We know our Lamb of God was called the Word, right? And we have to eat the Word. And this brought them protection and health. Did you notice? When they ate the Lamb, they got protection and health. So these beastly people, the old man of Egypt, including the factious and apostates, continued to chase God's true people to the Red Sea. The Red Sea became a Passover too, as the disciples passed through the curse of the flood untouched, and their chasers were destroyed by that curse. We know about the chasers who are continually gnawing on our heels, and we can see the same thing happening in the world. And these people proclaim to be Christians. They're far from it. They're Satanists. Moses, who was a type of the man-child, was a vessel of God to close the Red Sea upon all the enemies of God's people. We got this text this morning in our prayer meeting by faith at random. Psalm 106, 9 and 10. He rebuked the Red Sea also. It was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through a wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Oh, so God is going to use all this to get rid of your enemies, whether they be quote-unquote Christians or whether they be the worldly. And the waters covered their adversaries. There was not one of them left. Now, we've gotten this text before. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. That's the people who escaped through the Red Sea. Then they believed his words when they saw all the Egyptians on the bank. Right? And they sang his praise. Listen, for over a week, the armies of the world who have come together because they truly want this new economy, that's the biggest thing, Nasara, Jisara, they want this new economy. They're going to be left out of the world economy if they don't come together. So they have come together, and along with Interpol, the policemen of the world, and have been arresting thousands and thousands of factious deep state operatives, and many of these will be executed for their crimes against humanity. The deep state is fighting back with false flags all over the world. That's what you're seeing out there, all of these strikes, you know. But they're going to lose. It appears the Passover and the Red Sea are taking their toll. What comes after the Red Sea? The wilderness, which is shown to be the tribulation in Revelations chapter 12 and 17. That's the first 3.5 and the second 3.5 years are mentioned in those two chapters, called the wilderness, and it's the tribulation. A short time of relative peace will come in the first 3.5 years because the chasers and their plague had been taken down by God. And this time, the man-child who, like Moses, gets the law of God from the throne to rebuild God's kingdom among his people, Revelation 12 and 5, and 6 says this, and she was delivered of a son, a man-child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne. Now this is, of course, still a parable, and it's not physical. The throne is the place of authority. Moses had authority. Jesus had authority. He exercised it. Joseph had authority. All these are types of the man-child, right? They exercised their authority for the people of God. And the woman fled into the wilderness. The woman, there you go, that's the people of God going into the wilderness, the tribulation, where she hath a place prepared of God, that there they may nourish her. That's the man-child body. 1,260 days, 3.5 years. So then, after that 3.5 years, they will again be tested in the second 3.5 years by the mark of the beast to see who are the elect of God. You think you can stop the mark of the beast? No. Is this so-called inoculation the mark of the beast? No, but it's certainly leading to it. And, of course, it's going to be stopped. Okay, here's one very interesting. We have two presidents and two militaries. And this is from Cliff High. Actually, he's being interviewed by Greg Hunter. And I'll put the link there. And it's called Biden Desperate as Vax Narrative Falls Apart, Cliff High. And Greg's pointing out here that Cliff High uses something he calls predictive linguistics and computer programs to sort through billions of bits of information on the internet to predict future trends and events. High is an internet data mining expert who has many well-documented correct predictions. His latest correct prediction was made last month here on USA Watchdog when he said the Biden door-knocking campaign to harass people to take the COVID-19 injection would be short-lived and not to worry about it. Well, sure enough, the door-knocking campaign unceremoniously stopped, and the Biden administration has morphed this into get vaxxed or get fired campaign. What does Cliff High say now? Again, this is short-lived, and it is a propaganda campaign and not a legal move, talking about the get vaxxed or get fired campaign. They don't have the legal authority to do what they are trying to do. And what they are attempting to do is scare as many of the herd past that point of hesitancy before the whole thing is shut down, says Cliff High. Yeah. Let me say that Cliff doesn't profess to be a Christian. He is not. But he is taking the pulse of the internet mind of the world beast. And I remember a few years ago he discovered the Manchild Company and their apparent victory over the beast, who could do nothing with them. He didn't use biblical descriptions as I have here, but this was clearly what he discovered. And others who read it saw the same thing. Others who read it who are familiar with the man-child and this end-time scenario, they saw the same thing. He was dead on, and he didn't know it from the Bible. So from that, I'm going back to Greg's interview here. What about the FDA fast-track approval for the COVID-19 vax? The Biden administration has been saying the COVID-19 vax will go from emergency use authorization, experimental, to FDA approved, even with more reported deaths than all vaccinations combined. That's right. That's right. It's killing more people than all the rest of them combined. High says, don't buy this. The COVID-19 jabs will never be approved. Cliff explains, there are legal prohibitions with an emergency use authorization product, and this is not approved by the FDA. As much as they are talking about it, I don't think it will ever be approved by the FDA. I don't think events will get that far for a lot of different reasons. He says, this is a bluster. They are doing exactly what they did with the get vaxxed or get fired, as they did with the door-to-door campaign. This I know because of the nature of the linguistics that I run at its core for the emotional tension value of the data. I can tell you right now, there is more mass and more energy in words that are anti-COVID vax than there are words and energy that are pro-COVID vax. This is a big problem for the mainstream media as well as for the Biden regime. They probably are aware of what I am saying, and they realize that they are underwater. If you polled, you would find that COVID is failing in the poll, and the vax is failing in the poll, if you could get an accurate poll number, and there is a move of desperation on their part. This is a move of desperation on their part, that is the deep state, and not a move of strength. The U.S., and I'm going to say this is the Biden military, the U.S. military, the Biden military, which is nothing, actually. There's nobody behind him. Just said all personnel will be forced to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vax. Once again, Hai says, the military will not be forcing a vax on our troops. Hai predicted this on the day of our interview, and the next day the real military said, it will give exemptions to anyone who does not want to get vaxxed. In other words, there will be no forced vaccinations. That's another correct prediction by Hai. Cliff Hai says, in short, don't get vaxxed. He understands personally what this is. Cliff Hai says there has been a covert war going on between the deep state globalists and our own military. Yes, and a lot of people have yet to wake up and find that out. It's just amazing. Well, what's amazing is the progress we're making without a civil war. I'm talking about an open civil war. Yes, there is a civil war, but it's very covert. Okay. Hai says it's all about to spill over into the streets for all to see. Yes, that's because the deep state is getting desperate and they're about to send out their anarchists, right? Especially when it looks like they find out that Trump actually won. And they know that means next he's going back in power. So they're going to send out their people. So back to this. Hai says, the United States has been attacked. I am going to echo Donald Trump's words and say it is a greater attack than we suffered at Pearl Harbor. It's greater than 9/11. This attack has initiated a war. We are in that war now. And you know, it's a fact. We're in a war now, and most of the world doesn't know about it. We are in a war that is going to bust out into the open such that everybody that lives in normal land will start to become aware of the massive amounts of things that have been hidden from them, as well as the implications of this war. Our military is still occupied by the people that have infiltrated the United States. They come in infiltrated, not invaded. We have two presidents, and we have two militaries. Well, I don't know, you know, how much Cliff knows about what's going on behind the scenes, but I can tell you, we're winning. I can tell you from the Bible, we're going to win by the grace of God. Because whatever God does for his people is a win, even if he spanks them, you know, we're going to win. But, of course, these two presidents. One is fake, and he'll be removed by the military. And Trump will be revealed to be the real power during this transition. And it's possible an interim president will be installed to blockchain vote, which is, I understand, unhackable. A blockchain vote Trump to be president of the original republic, which the liberals and the deep state destroyed. Okay, that's where we're headed back to. And that will give us a short breather, you know, to rebuild the kingdom. And also any money that's needed to rebuild the kingdom, just as Cyrus did. Okay. Cliff Hai goes into deep detail about this covert war that is about to get put out in the open for all to see. Hai talks about Mike Lindell and says that he will be remembered as a hero for working so hard on exposing the national voter fraud issues. Hai says there was massive fraud going all the way down to the local levels. Yes, there was. I will also talk about Bitcoin and will tell you where it is going, as well as gold and silver. I will explain why the election steal had to go through. Yeah, he will talk about more data with the harmful effects of the COVID-19 injections. Hyde talks about the good and the bad news with President Donald Trump being restored to the White House. I will also cover mass treason in the USA and why many may end up in jail or worse for treason for helping China to attack America. Yes, that's what these traitors are doing. All of the factious are traitors in the religious world and in the political world. These are traitors, and they're Satanists. This is an all-encompassing interview about where America stands now and where it's going according to the data Cliff High is digging up. Join Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com as he goes one-on-one with data mining expert Cliff High and predicts these future events and trends. Okay. Well, we already know where it's going to go. Right straight out the Bible. The things that have been are the things that shall be. So we put the link here in case you want to watch that. The stolen votes are being declassed to the world. The military will be removing Biden's fake presidency and reversing all of his executive orders and attempts to force the vaccine plague on the public because he is an illegal president. Everything he's done can be changed. Yeah. So don't worry about it. And they've known this from the beginning, and they've, you know, let him reveal who he is and what is the plan of the deep state. They have let him do that. And this was needed, terribly needed, for so many poor kids that were raised up through colleges in these days and come out of their liberals and Marxists and et cetera. Okay, this is from Operation Disclosure. Earlier this week, on Monday the 9th of August, Marine General David Berger immediately reversed fake Biden Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's directive that all military personnel receive mandatory vaccinations. He just reversed it. Here's an article. Marines rebuke Secretary of Defense. No mandatory vaccinations for my Marines. By Michael Baxter, August the 10th, 2021. And it says, Marine Corps General David H. Berger on Monday rebuked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's edict requiring all armed forces personnel to submit to COVID-19 vaccinations under threat of court-martial or discharge, said a source in General Berger's office who overheard a heated conversation between them. General Berger telephoned the defense secretary minutes after, and he said in a press conference that the COVID-19 vaccination is needed to maintain military readiness and that he would enforce the mandatory vaccination policy regardless of FDA approval status. And General Berger said, there will be no mandatory vaccinations for my Marines. In a transcript of the call reviewed by Real Raw News, General Berger lambasted Austin and branded him a traitor. He said, under no circumstances will Marines be compelled to take a potentially hazardous vaccination that the FDA won't even fully endorse. General Berger told Austin, you are a coward and a traitor, manipulated by people pushing bad policy on the men and women who provide security to our nation. Neither you nor your puppet president has authority to enforce such a policy. Austin argued that mandatory vaccinations have always been a requirement for soldiers enlisting into the armed forces, and they, as property of the United States government, have no right to decide whether to take the COVID-19 jab. The federal government and President Biden would decide for them, Austin said. And Berger replied, they're incapable of making informed decisions. Oh, excuse me, that was still Austin. He said, they're incapable of making informed decisions, so we, their leaders, make their big decisions. They cannot. And Austin said, Biden and Harris are in charge, not individual soldiers. Then Austin got political. If conservatives and evangelicals see our fighting forces getting vaccinated, they will be more likely to get vaccinated themselves, Austin said. General Berger said it was unfair to compare established vaccinations with a product that was rushed to market with little concern for side effects. He called the CDC and Dr. Fauci corrupt, and he asked Austin why the puppet administration hid from the public the NIH report linking the vaccination to thousands of fatalities. If someone dies, you say it was COVID-19. There's a refusal to admit the vaccination carries side effects that can include death in certain individuals. I'm not a physician. I'm the Secretary of Defense for Joseph R. Biden, and I follow orders, Austin retorted. In case you haven't heard, Biden's not in charge of the military, and neither are you. You can sell whatever lies you want to the media. You sold your soul, Lloyd, and I hope you can live with yourself, General Berger said. General Berger said he had the support of other Joint Chiefs of Staff and would implore them to ignore all unlawful orders coming from illegitimate administrations. If a soldier wants the vaccination, fine. If not, he's not rolling up his sleeve. If you try to forcibly vaccinate even one of my Marines, you better come armed, General Berger said and hung up the phone. So there's a link here. No mandatory vaccinations. And this is given to Bill Steenland on 8/12/21. I dreamed there were two sets of binoculars. Putin was looking through one pair of binoculars at America from far away. The second set of binoculars was pointing towards Russia, but had no one looking through them at all. I don't think Biden has any idea to protect the United States from anything that Russia might decide to do. I say might decide to do. I don't believe they're going to do anything. I think they're in it, the Nasara-Jasara thing, and they're in to getting rid of the deep state as much as we are. In fact, Putin was doing it before Trump was doing it. So nobody was looking through at Russia. And I don't think the administration even thinks Russia is going to do anything but agree with them anyway. So Biden's not in charge of the White House or the nuclear football, which the military had refused to hand over to him. And he's not even flying an Air Force One. Trump is flying an Air Force One. Has seen to be flying in Air Force One. Yeah. So you see, the whole thing is fake. But they wanted you to see what these people would do. And they wanted you to see how criminal the mass media is. Okay. Putin could see America was wide open for attack, something the Russians would have loved to have had years ago, obviously. In the dream, it was crossing his mind to attack the United States. However, the look on his face led me to believe that he wasn't going to do it. And then I woke up. And he said, "The Lord spares us from so much, especially since we prayed the virus down before they released it." Praise God. Yeah. Putin either knows that Trump is still in charge of the United States and its military forces. I'm just going to say he knows. Putin knows that Trump is in charge. They're in close coordination, and it's good. It's not bad, like Biden has been saying, and like before him, the rest of these nuts have been saying. It's a good thing. I pray for the peace between the United States and Russia. You know, I wish it would last. But anyway, Putin knows that Trump is still in charge of the United States and its military forces. And it has been prophesied that both Russia and China will join forces to attack the United States of America, but this will not happen until the end of the seven-year tribulation period, as I pointed out in Hidden Manna. So that's not a problem now. By the way, at that particular time, the wicked have once again taken the rule in America and are persecuting the saints when the Russians come in. And let me say, we've also got visions where the Russians were helping their Christians to escape the beast in America. Yeah. So, this is one given to Sandy Shaw on 6/29/21. And I think it points to some of the things we could run into shortly. In this dream, I was an observer. I was on a highway going towards North Carolina, right at the border. There was a fence going down both sides of the highway. In the middle, there was a checkpoint. There were a few military men on both sides of the fence. A car pulled up and stopped, and the driver showed the guard his papers, and they were able to go through. Well, you know, Operation Disclosure said that they would have events, quote unquote, to cause martial law to be declared. Yeah, and this is for the purpose of draining the swamp. And of course, we are in a form of martial law at the moment, and it will get tighter. And this is for the purpose, of course, of this war between the deep state and their troops, which are the anarchists, you know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and whoever else they can get to join in. Chinese, obviously, are backing that whole thing, you know. So they're going to have events in order to cause martial law to be declared, because they need martial law to clean up these people. And also, we can see with their current attempts to mandate vaccines and vaccine passports, even for interstate travel, that this dream could be a warning of future medical and governmental tyranny, which we should pray down. Okay? And many of the dreams and revelations I'm sharing is so that you will pray them down. You know, God gives dreams for different reasons. Some of them are prophetic. They're going to happen. And some are warnings. And they don't have to happen if God's people will pray. The second car showed its papers, and the guard said no and motioned for him to turn around. The third car was driven by some young men, 18 or 19, who were dressed in all black, and they showed their papers. And the guard said, no. The boys started arguing and being very persistent. And the guard said, no, again, and to turn around. They started walking to the guard shack when the military men stopped them and arrested them. And they seemed defiant. Well, I guess you can figure out who this is. Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, most of them are not black. Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the rest of the anarchists are going to be arrested. They're setting up this to arrest them, to stop them. And when they start something, if they pull out guns, it will probably be the last thing they've done, you know, because they're going to be outgunned. And Operation Disclosure said that we're going to have events to force martial law and that they will collect Antifa and BLM at checkpoints like in this dream. And that's the good side of the story. The bad side is that some of them will get through and they will do certain things. And as you know, they choose generally to do their antics in a very liberal a city or a liberal state. And that's because they know that the deep state is not going to come against them. They're owned by the deep state, right? So, and of course, when they have tried to go into conservative territories, they got resisted strongly and had to leave. Okay. So going on, so then the Lord took me to the first city of several, and there were cement barriers across the road. Most of the stores were all closed. They had the barriers all the way down the interstate. There was no traffic. It was all blocked. Well, this could represent another government lockdown or the 10 days of darkness that the so-called white hats want, when people will be asked to stay in their homes to watch the declass of the crimes of the deep state, right? We don't know. You know, they admittedly, the so-called white hats, they put out disinformation. So you can't go by everything they say, okay? But we can watch what they're doing. And we know pretty much of their plan, and especially the dreams and visions are revealing that. Prophecies are revealing that. But they do want people in their homes to watch the declass and find out these great and terrible crimes of the deep state. Because when they walk in to take over from Biden, and when they kick out the deep state entities, which they are doing at this time, this past week, they've been taking out media people. And many of the other people that are supporting this, they've been taking them out. Then I was on a road in this first city where buildings and housing areas had been torn down. It was totally cleared, just dirt. There was a fence across the road where there was another checkpoint. And on this road, there was a line of cars and trucks to show their papers in order to pass. From there, I went to the second city and saw the same thing with the barricades and fences and cars trying to go through. But about 100 feet behind the checkpoint was a black metal fence, and you couldn't see over, around, or through it. And after this, I went to a third city. It was on the other side of the highway, and there were roadblocks again. At this time, I looked up and saw three huge military cargo planes flying overhead towards North Carolina. Then I was over my hometown, and there wasn't much traffic, but a lot of people were walking. No gasoline? You know, if they don't want people out on the streets and out running around doing things and going over the borders, and so, they can just shut down the gasoline. They already did it one time, you know, right? The huge pipelines going up the East Coast were shut down. It was a big fake thing, you know, but it was still shut down for that purpose. It was a test, and it worked. And most businesses were open. And then I saw, as the sun was going down, there was nobody on the streets. When the sun went down, there was not even a single street light on. Everyone was in their home. Well, obviously, that's a military curfew, right? Under martial law. And again, they want people at home. They want them watching their TVs. The thing is, most people who are internet connected and do anything on the internet and look for any news on the internet, they know what's going on already. But the people who are only watching TV don't know what's going on. So they want them in there watching their TV because they're going to take it over. And then I woke up, she said. And, well, thank you, Sandy Shaw, for that revelation. Well, Father, we just know that our prayers are being answered. We've been watching them get answered. We know that you've been very consistent. You've given us wonderful revelations about how to send out the angels to do things, and they have done the things that we have commanded them to do. And Lord, we thank you for the many answered prayers. We thank you for changing the mind of the average American. There is a liberal flight out of liberal cities because they're realizing these people want to kill us all. And these people, you know, want to destroy our economy. Look at the economy over there under the conservatives. It looks so good, you know. Look at this mess. The overwhelming majority of all crime is committed under liberal governments. And they do nothing to stop it because they're not here to protect the public. They're here to take over. And communists find confusion a good way to take over, and racism and anything to divide to take over. And that's what they want. And of course, they're taking orders from the top. Some of these people were trapped into this with honeypot situations, you know, and they don't dare do anything but what they're told. But, you know, if you do that kind of thing, you get taken over by demons, and pretty soon you're one of them. And they know that. Most people don't know that we are fighting Satanists at the top and a witchcraft covens around the world that are using witchcraft on people. Some people we've watched who were conservative flipped, you know. Can that happen? Of course. We've seen the same thing in the faction. People who were conservative are now totally leftist and demon-possessed and against anything that's righteous and good. Okay? It's a demon possession. The witches go out to cities and they pronounce their curses over those cities and they go on to the next one, and we've got dreams about that. And as Christians, of course, we have annulled a lot of their decrees. At least three very strong times they tried to decree curses upon Trump, and it fell on deaf ears. It just did not work, and that was because they made the mistake of telling people ahead of time they were going to do this, and the Christians in force prayed against it. So whose God is God? Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. They pick out people in the media who are against the deep state, and they make war against them with witchcraft, just like the faction makes war with witchcraft against us, you know. And so they start coming against these people with witchcraft, and they put curses on them, even cancer and so on and so forth on them, and try to bring them down by confusion in their midst and all these things. There is a witchcraft war going on out there that is totally, you know, working for the deep state, who are Satanists, and they understand, you know, how these things work. And I think a lot of Christians don't understand where a lot of trouble comes from and why people turn the way they turn, and how people can become possessed by people firing witchcraft at them, witchcraft prayers at them. They don't understand this. And they're ignorant of deliverance, and they're ignorant of their authority over the powers of darkness. If the Christians would wake up and start praying in agreement against the real enemy, and would realize that their leaders lied to them about deliverance and the power the Christians have over the forces of darkness, which the Lord said, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise harm thee. Well, first of all, nothing will not harm you because you have power over the enemy. If you don't know you have power over the enemy, you're useless. You're not even in the battle. And a lot of churches, they're not in the battle. In fact, they don't know that God heals, and they send their poor, ignorant people out to get the shot so we can be safe. Can you imagine that? Yes, that's what they're doing. And so, of course, they're going to incur the wrath of God for their traitorous ways. But they've taught that all this passed away with the apostles, and we don't have any authority over sickness today. And, oh, yeah, we can pray, but, you know, we're not really expecting anything to happen when you pray. So nothing happens. So, I mean, they have to put on a facade of praying, but it's a facade. If you don't take authority, what good are your prayers? If you don't believe that you have received, which they call it name it and claim it, if you don't believe that you have received, as Jesus said, with all of your prayers, you've got no authority. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received. It's literally past tense. Them, and you shall have them. And, of course, to them, that is too spiritual. And they don't get any answers to prayer, and they criticize those that do. And so this apostate leadership over God's people has to come to an end so that the people will follow the reformers into the wilderness. It has to come to an end. It has to come to disrepute, and God is using all of this to bring these people to disrepute. We have talked to people who have said that their pastors commanded them to take the vaccine so that they could all be safe. One big happy party, you know. It don't happen. And I've talked to people, too, who were in Bible studies, and they had no defense because they didn't believe they had authority to defend themselves against a plague. And the whole group got COVID at one time. Of course, they thought it was because they weren't social distancing, and they didn't have vaccines and all this stuff. No, it's because they didn't have any power to resist and say, no, I'm not accepting that devil. Jesus became a curse for me. By his stripes I was healed. I don't accept that. Most people get out of it because they do not accept it. And the rest of the people accept it because they don't know they have a right to not accept it. They don't believe that Jesus became a curse for them so that they could have Abraham's blessings. They don't believe that all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, you are to believe you have received. They don't believe. So they don't have any defense against this. It's wiping them out. It's what we said from the beginning, maybe 4.5 years ago, that God was going to use this to take down apostate Christianity. He is doing it. He is doing it. And that's why the Lord said we couldn't pray down the COVID. Now, the forced vaccine, I believe we can pray that down. And I think what we've received today is a warning to do something about it. And, of course, there is 90% of the so-called church out there that doesn't think they have any way to do anything about it. They just kind of go along with it, and whatever feels good, they do it, you know. And they trust in man because they've always trusted in man. Their leader is a man, you know, and they trust in man. So they don't have anything but the curse upon them. Cursed is the man that trusts in man, right? So you see who is a victim here. I'm talking about whole churches being taken over by this stuff and deciding they better have the vaccine. Well, now they're going to realize that people are going to die from their vaccine. You know? And so God is teaching some lessons, and they will be learned by the people who have a love for the Lord and want to keep his commandments and respect his word. And the people that love the Lord are, as Jesus said, those that keep his commandments. They pay attention to his commandments. They have ignored the word of the Lord. The Lord said, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians. Uh-oh. Now we find out that an overwhelming majority of God's people aren't God's people at all. They're Egyptians. Come out from among them and be separate. Which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh my gosh. And Psalm 103, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. All thy diseases. Of course, that was spoken even to the Old Testament people. They knew that they could have healing from God, you know. And before they went into captivity into Babylon, they knew that, and they practiced that, and they lost it. And now they're in Babylonish captivity to Babylonish religion, and they have lost it. They've lost any sense. Some of these denominations were started by people who had a revelation. And they had an experience, and some of them were even baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that denomination now comes against that. But some of these original people were a conservative movement back to the Word of God, and since they have died off, the people that followed them led the people right back into apostasy. So most denominations are ending up that way because they're unscriptural and they've departed from the word, and they are in Babylonish captivity now. And, you know, there was a great move through Moon, who was controlled by the CIA, to bring into captivity a lot of the religions. They supported them. They put money into them. They first got them in trouble, and then they offered them the money. They took the money, and then they were accepting this false move and playing into the hands of the government. And we talked about this many years ago. And, of course, all of that has happened. Why are these people who are not spirit-filled people always victims of any curse that comes along? And why are they dying off? Why are people coming out of them? Well, anybody that reads the Bible is going to come out of them. Anybody that reads it and believes it. When I was first started reading the Bible, I just had a supernatural hunger that fell over me to read the Bible and find out about God. My Baptist friend challenged me to read the Bible and about the prophecies that came to pass and so on. I wasn't interested in being ruled by any God whatsoever. But as I read it, I realized, of course, that was a revelation from God that he put in my heart, that this is the Word of God. And I believed it. And then the guy that witnessed to me got me to go to his, after I'd been reading the Bible for a while, to his church, which believed very little of the Bible, even though they were a very big denomination. They believed very little of the Bible, and I just realized, well, I kept on reading even while I was there for the, 2 weeks to a month that I went there with him. And I just decided, hey, these people don't believe this book. I knew better as a baby Christian that this was wrong. And I departed. And eventually my friend who witnessed to me out of that church, he followed me out of there. Because he saw that I was receiving signs and wonders and miracles as a baby Christian. And I showed him in the Word where it was. And he'd never read the Word. He just went to his church and believed what the preacher said. You know? So he saw signs and wonders and miracles. Even himself being saved several times by my prayers. And, God's people are going through this situation. I'm talking about the overwhelming majority of them are not full gospel. They've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. They don't have spiritual discernment. They're ruled by their mind and the mind of their preacher rather than the Word of God, and their victims. And the best thing to cause us not to be victims of the curse is to realize that Jesus became a curse for us. He took the curse on himself because he took the sin on himself. And if a person repents, they have a right to not have the sin, and they have a right to not have the curse. And of course, that just makes common sense, but not to them. You just have to muddle through whatever you go through and do it the way the medical establishment tells you. They're totally at the mercy of these people. And cursed is the man that trusts in man. Now we're seeing that people are getting their eyes opened and they're realizing these people are traitors. You know, this whole vaccine thing is a traitor. They want to kill us. They want to destroy us. They're getting their eyes opened. And more so in the future, because this D-class is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And don't be surprised if you end up somehow trapped in your houses for a while to find out these things. Now, I've made this point. This is a point that's true to me. I don't need to listen to all this. I don't need to listen to hours and hours of this D-class. I don't need to. I already know these are criminals. I already know what they're up to. Why should I spend hours and hours studying that? The thing that makes you strong is to study hours and hours in the Word of God, you know. But there are people, they have to come to the place that they realize they've been taken. And so I don't deny that these people need this D-class to find out, you know, what's really been going on, how they've been pledging allegiance to a bunch of Satanists who are actually ruling the country, you know. Not anymore, but they were. They're falling fast. And soon you're going to see an awful lot of deep state running for their lives. I mean, some of it's happening now. You know, the elite have found their holes. You know, they can't anymore hide out in their caves, underground tunnels, and molest little children. But they're finding their holes. They're searching out, and they're being captured too. And there's going to be an end to this for a while. I don't ever say, you know, that the world is not under a curse. And people, the wicked can never be delivered from the curse unless they first repent and believe in Jesus. There's only one way to be delivered of it. Ultimately, the people that are saying we're going into 1,000 years of peace, and they're claiming that this move is going to end in the 1,000 years of peace. They're saying it. These people are nuts. The only way the 1,000 years of peace comes is when God, through terrible, terrible wars, brings an end to the rule of man on this earth, and the kingdom becomes the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. Then there will be 1,000 years of forced peace. Okay? But mankind is never going to engineer a peace. Let me point out something to you. You remember the image of the beast that Daniel saw? It was all world-ruling kingdoms stacked up. And he didn't start with Egypt and Assyria. He started with Babylon as the head of this. And then Babylon came, after Babylon came Media Persia, who conquered Babylon. Media Persia is the Cyrus administration. Cyrus is the Trump administration. It's one of the members of the body of the beast. Did you know? Some people haven't figured that out. They're pledging allegiance to this group. No, it's one of them. And remember what Daniel pointed out so clearly, that a stone was cut out of the mountain, which is the kingdom of God, and rolled down and hit that image of the beast in the 10 toes, which are the 10 kings of the end time in the book of Revelation, and crumbled the whole thing, destroyed the whole thing. You see, you can be conservative and still be in the beast. So just pay attention to what Daniel pointed out there. These are all the beast. The beast that puts up with me is better than the beast that won't put up with me and that wants to kill me. You know, right? Okay. Well, God has given favor. He gave favor through Cyrus. Cyrus wasn't a Christian, but he believed that the Jews' God was God, but he wasn't a Christian. And he gave favor to God's people to go back and build the kingdom. And for that, God gave him that favor in his heart to do that, because he respected the Jews' God, right? But he had the Cyrus cylinder made, which was plain that he still had a whole bunch of other gods. Okay? So he wasn't a disciple of our God. And I hope that one day President Trump does get saved. And I think a lot of people are praying for that. And that would be just wonderful. Okay. But I got to tell you that this kingdom is not going to last long either. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, Rome. Now, all of them together are in the UN. The seed of all of these together are in the UN right now. But we're also going through this periods of repetitions of history. Now, we're in this one that favors us, just like Cyrus favored the people of God who were in bondage in Babylon and set them free to go back and rebuild their kingdom. Now, we're in that situation. We're in that time period. And then there will be an end of this one, too. So, we have to keep this in mind. These people are saying that this movement is going to bring in the 1,000 years of peace. No, it's not. No, it's not. What's going to bring the 1,000 years of peace is when all the kingdoms come together to make war on one another, like in Armageddon, and they begin killing each other off and nuking each other and doing all this stuff and totally break the back of the world beast. And God, of course, is bringing this. He calls it the great and terrible day of the Lord, right? The great and terrible day of the Lord. And then, of course, God's kingdom is ruling the world. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. He's coming personally to rule the world. You say, well, the Lord's always ruled the world. That's true. But He rules by proxy. He rules through certain people. He's ruling through Trump right now. That's a proxy. Let me tell you who he's really ruling through. It's the man-child. Okay. The Trump administration is being moved by God because God can do that with anybody. He can give you favor with anybody. And he's given us favor in this regard. He's put a man in there that's very wise in the ways of the world and favors the Christians. But he is building the foundation. Hey, listen to me. He is building the foundation for the beast kingdom. Look, we're already going to a moneyless situation here. Yes, they're going to be printing money for a while, but they're going to a moneyless situation now. And their description of the previous beast deep state empire was that when one party got control over the rest of the world and started, kicking the conservatives on the other side out of power and so on and cheating their way into power. But their description fits themselves. Do you understand? One party is coming into power again. Uh-oh. And where is it going to lead? Do you think that they're going to lead to the mark of the beast? I guarantee it. It's going towards the mark of the beast, and it doesn't matter which party is in power. You're going towards the mark of the beast. Some people say, we got to stop this. This guy is bringing us to the mark of the beast. No, you can't stop it. God prophesied it. It's going to happen. And the mark of the beast is necessary to separate the wheat from the tares. It's necessary. God ordained it. It's not the devil that's bringing the mark of the beast. He's just a minion, okay? It's the Lord who has prophesied the mark of the beast, and it will separate the wheat from the tares. That's necessary. We're going through the separation of the wheat from the tares now. The faction is proving who they are, and they're being removed, cleansing the church. God always uses false prophets and false things and false ideas and things contrary to the word to cleanse the church. So don't be surprised if this great covenant with many doesn't come out of this man. We just happen to be coming to a covenant that looks very good. And in the short run, it will be very good for Christians. It will give us time and give us money to be able to rebuild the kingdom. But where is it going? Where is it ultimately going? This administration, this whole Media-Persian empire that is conquering the eagle of Babylon is a beast too. Now, does that mean we ought to all run out there and stop them? No. God ordained Cyrus to set the people of God free from Babylon. He is doing it to go back and rebuild their kingdom. Did that make him not a member of the beast kingdom? No. God has all vessels in his hand, vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. He has them all in his hand. And each one in their time has a job. So when they come out and they put everybody in this possibility, first of all, has the world ever agreed on anything? How in the world can they agree to bring all nations together, which they're doing right now? They're being bribed by this new system. The deep state had unknown sums of money stolen, tunnels full of gold and silver, that is now in the hands of Trump. He has more money under his hand than any other living human being on the face of the earth has ever had. It's under his hand. And he's going to use it to bring the economy back and so on and so forth. You remember Solomon's income 1 year? It was 666. Well, listen, this is ultimately all going to take a left turn. It's all ultimately going there. Right now, we're taking advantage of it. Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Right? Okay. So we're taking advantage of it. But we know what this is. Daniel showed us in his revelations exactly what this is. We shouldn't be fooled or deceived. Suppose the covenant that they're making now, Nisara-Jisara, is the foundation for the covenant of the beast, the covenant with many. Suppose that happens. Well, isn't it interesting that here we are coming to the tribulation period when the covenant with many is made and they're about to make a covenant? Oh. Let me say, we're going to take the good advantages and to get prepared. And when the decision for people who are going to be forced into one camp or the other comes by the beast itself, God will show who is who. Don't worry about the kingdoms of the world. God has them under control. When Moses, I was pointing out to somebody, when Moses had the rod in his hand and the Egyptians were passing through the sea, he didn't go down there and club them magicians with that rod. The power of God spoke through him, and he just brought the waves together. And we're not supposed to be out there in this battle, physically, walking after the flesh. Just the spoken word is necessary. The prayers, the spiritual warfare, the prayers are necessary. Right? We don't want to get involved in the beast kingdom's wars. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a war between two beast kingdoms. Always one beast kingdom is conquered by the next beast kingdom. And then the next, and then the next. And all of these brought God's people into captivity. So I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. If we emphasize the direness of where this is heading, we may not be able to cooperate with what God is doing now. We just need to hear from the Lord now and follow Him now. Amen? So let's do that. All right. Well, God be with you. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for your people. And thank you for saving those who put their trust in you. These are the real people of God. They put their trust in you, Lord. Thank you for doing this. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.